wild garlic. There's one smell distinctive of native woodlands in springtime, the smell of wild garlic, also known as Ramsons. At this time of year, its sweet, rich, garlicky scent wafts through the woods, permeating the ether among and all around the many layers of fresh spring growth, from the woodland floor right up to the first leaf buds emerging from the canopy above. There's a favourite woodland where I like to go, a deep and ancient wooded valley where ash and oak reach up to the brim, where hazel, holly and hawthorn fill the middle layers, where wild honeysuckle weaves around everything. Here, in these ancient woods, the crests and folds of the ground are carpeted now with undulating waves of wild garlic. It's a place I like to imagine in my mind's eye, even when I can't be there in person. Wild garlic has long, wide leaves which completely take over the woodland floor from February in a rich, repetitive pattern of consistent green and filling the woods with its garlicky smell. Its little white bulbs have stored away energy, allowing the plant to grow strong early on in spring. And now, in April, the waves of wild garlic are spilling over. The tide is at its peak as April moves into May, when tree leaves above are freshly unfurled. Right now, wild garlic is growing with vigour, making the most of the sunlight before the woodland canopy closes over, before the trees grow a full set of leaves to soak up the summer sun. And with all this verdant growing, wild garlic can flower already in April and May, embossing the whole pattern of the woodland floor with glistening globes of pure white flower umbels. The effect is serenely beautiful, this energetic mass of green growth flooding the dappled shade of the woodland floor, embossed with delicate star-shaped white flower heads. These flowers feed the hoverflies, the bees, and the butterflies, who in exchange disperse the pollen. The flowers will flourish and set seed soon too, as the canopy closes over in May. Just 1 meter square of wild garlic plants produces over 150 flower clusters and about 10,000 seeds. The seeds don't fall far from the parent plant, so they rely on ants to transport them. 10,000 seeds in 1 square meter is an impressive measure of success for this beautiful native plant. For wild garlic is skilled in its strategy of taking over the woodland floor, of monopolizing space. It produces special compounds, phenolic phytotoxins, which accumulate in the soil and inhibit the seedlings of other woodland herbs from growing. So the density of growth of wild garlic at this time of year is not an accidental occurrence. It is strategically achieved. But as with most things in nature, there's a balance in this strategy of dominance. Such thick growth so early on in spring means the soils aren't bare and the movement of rainwater is slowed, so more nutrients permeate the soil. This makes richer ground for summer plants. And the thicket of wild garlic leaves also provides good fodder for all manner of wildlife later in the year, from microscopic microorganisms to bigger grazing animals. Wild garlic and its strategy of dominance serves to enrich the nutrient cycle of the whole entire woodland. There are many beasts who eat wild garlic, human, bovine, and even big brown bears. Of course, we no longer have brown bears running wild through the woods in Ireland, but wild garlic's native range extends across Northern Europe, where brown bears indeed still roam. And the Latin name for this little plant is Allium ursinum, drawn from the Latin for bear, ursus. But how did little garlic plants come to be named after a big brown bear? Well, there's an old folk legend that when bears wake up from hibernation in spring, they would feed first on wild garlic to cleanse the body of toxins and regain strength after their long winter sleep. This is a folktale with merit, for wild garlic is indeed imbued with compounds that help to cleanse and strengthen the body. Perhaps the old folk tale of the bear eating garlic to boost its health was an early form of public health messaging. Now wild garlic is a favourite for foragers. It has become a very trendy staple for foraging enthusiasts who flock to the woods for the makings of wild garlic pesto. I've even heard it described as the gateway drug for early stage foragers. This wonderful plant is a master at holding its space. It takes what it needs to thrive, and in its dominance, it is beautiful to behold. Its strategy of concocting compounds with which to monopolize the woodland floor turns out to be good for the whole community. Working with the microbes, the ants, the hoverflies, and even the bears, wild garlic depends on its whole community, as the community depends on it. Feeding, sheltering, and healing, wild garlic is indeed an extraordinary native plant.